Delta bans Navy SEAL credited with killing bin Laden for removing mask. By Amy Furr on August 21, 2020. Delta Airlines has banned the former Navy SEAL credited with killing terrorist Osama bin Laden after he removed his mask during a recent flight. Robert O'Neill announced the ban on Twitter after he reportedly shared a photo of himself Wednesday with no mask on during the flight from Minneapolis to Newark, New Jersey, according to Fox 8. "I just got banned from at Delta for posting a picture. Wow," he wrote. In a statement, the airline confirmed the action and said, "Part of every customer's commitment prior to traveling on Delta is the requirement to acknowledge our updated travel policies, which includes wearing a mask. Failure to comply with our mask-wearing mandate can result in losing the ability to fly Delta in the future," the statement read. However, O'Neill later said on Twitter that he had the mask in his lap the whole time, writing, "I had my mask in my lap. Everyone has gone crazy." Delta announced in April that all customers were required to wear masks while traveling starting May 4, according to its website. Face coverings will be required starting in the check-in lobby and across Delta touchpoints, including Delta Sky Clubs, boarding gate areas, jet bridges, and onboard the aircraft for the duration of the flight, except during meal service. Their use is also strongly encouraged in high-traffic areas, including security lines and restrooms. People unable to keep a face covering in place, including children, are exempt. Friday on Fox Business, O'Neill correctly stated that Delta passengers did not have to wear a mask while they were eating and drinking, and pointed out that he took the photo just after the flight attendant handed out in-flight snacks and beverages. "I posted it as a peaceful protest to my Twitter followers, and I'm pretty sure that's still protected by a few of the amendments. And then the New York Post picked it up and the New York Times picked it up and put pressure on Delta," he said. "I'm not anti-mask. I don't think you should be ordered to do it, but if people are more comfortable, go ahead and wear it. But to me, this was just a peaceful protest about wearing masks, I guess," O'Neill concluded.